It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
Thanks again to our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Artistry by Annette. And we got to get those pictures up on our Facebook page because I'm still glowing.
Yeah, you are.
A week and a half later after my hydrofacial. Well, so are you.
Thank you.
We both went in and Annette has this fabulous machine. And she does what's called a hydrofacial. And I think it combines all the hard work of microdermabrasion and microneedling without the pain and downtime.
I agree.
And it's like this tiny little thing. And then she shows you all the gook that's got sucked out of your face.
Ugh.
But you, like, I honestly, for the last week and a half, can't stop touching my face. My skin is so smooth. I look younger. It feels better. My makeup goes on easier. I need less makeup. And I woke up like this.
Oh, no. Very nice. I think I have to go get another one today.
Well, all new clients receive 20% off their first treatment. We want you to go try this. You're going to love Annette. She's so sweet, too. 248-980-6235. And if you didn't get that number down, don't worry about it. It's on our Facebook page. It's on our website. But here it is again. If you grabbed a pen, 248-980-6235. And maybe one of your pet peeves is when people on podcasts or the radio give out phone numbers too fast.
Right. That could definitely be one.
Well, that leads us right into today's topic.
Pet peeves. We've never received so much feedback,
I think,
comments on our Facebook
than
when we put this request out. My page is like, I got pages and pages and pages.
I did too. But first, I think we all have to acknowledge, and I took a screenshot of this because I just love this so much. The ultimate person with a pet peeve is, you know, you remember the musical Chicago?
Yeah. Hello.
Liz from Cell Block Tango.
Yes.
You know how people have these little habits that get you down? Like Bernie. Bernie
popping his gum?
Yes.
And I love this one.
And then I took the shotgun off the wall and fired two warning shots into his head.
He had it coming. He had it coming. I love that one.
I hate popping gum, too.
It does. I think I am a gum popper sometimes. But I've really tried to stop that because many people along the way have told me, you know, not me, like personally, because I don't try to do it in front of, but people talk about how they hate popping gum. So it's just made me more conscientious to not do it.
Yeah.
Without actually having been told to not do it anymore. But go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because I'm wondering all the things I do that are other people's.
Well, that's what I was going to say. After this list, I really can't do anything anymore.
I know, right?
Well, one of the most popular ones, of course, you know, it's an age-old pet peeve, is the toilet paper roll.
See, I don't get this one at all.
Are you serious? Now, I will tell you, back in the day, like, I used to think, what's the big deal? But once I commit it to a side, now there seems no other way. It has to go over the roll. It has to go like where you pull it over. Under, it's just, it doesn't make any sense at all. And I have been in places, public places, friends' houses, where I just take the liberty to change the paper roll. And I thought it was hilarious because someone actually wrote that on Facebook. They said, if I'm somewhere and it is going under, I will change it. And I was like, oh, thank God, it's not just me.
You've probably changed it at my house.
I may have.
Because I am never aware of how I put it on.
What?
I don't care.
To have that freedom.
And it's so funny. I have so many little things that bother me.
Yeah.
But that is something I don't even pay attention to.
Really?
Yeah. Either way. It's like, you could, I couldn't tell you right now.
Well, that's taking pressure off me when you come over the house. And I don't have to have it any special way. Another one that came up, a lot to do with Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I had posted that we don't like when people say, pray, just pray. I can't tell you why. You know, and it's like, I need to have something I'm praying for. What am I doing? What am I praying for? I'm just sending prayers for what? You know, I like a little bit more specific. And then it started this whole where people said, any vague posts on Facebook bother me, which is true. It bothers me too. Like vague hospital check-ins.
Oh, yeah.
At Beaumont Emergency Room. That's it.
Well, doing what? What? Are you hurt? Do you need some help? What's happening? Well, and there is a term for that called vague booking.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And there are people who tend to do it quite a bit. And I think those are the people who don't have enough drama in their life and for some reason have to create drama in their life, which I don't understand. I'm
full of drama.
I'm yearning for a life without drama.
Me too. I got drama to give away,
but
if anyone wants it.
And in fact, I remember my husband, when we first got married, there was a certain person that we both knew who always had to have drama. And my husband said, can't she just watch Melrose Place like the rest of us?
Good point. Yes. And then another one, which I think stems from Facebook, was vacation bragging. Because there's the people that you never hear from, or they don't say much. But then when they go on vacation, it's like every 5 minutes, there's a... Now, we're saying these aren't all our pet peeves. So any of my friends who are on vacation right now, feel free to keep posting. But I'm saying other people are saying that, you know, that bothers them, which I can see. Because back in the day, it used to bother me too. Now I've just gotten past that one. I'm like, it's going to happen. If I don't want to read it, I just pass by it. But yeah, it's every 5 minutes, you know, 10 more pictures. Every 5 minutes, 10 more pictures, you know. So people call that vacation bragging.
Oh, I've not heard of that one.
Yeah, so they don't like that. Are you okay over there?
I don't know. I don't.
Coughing during a podcast.
I'm sure. Now, okay? A couple of them, because we printed out this list and have to do with people on the road, slow drivers, rude drivers, and one of our listeners said people who don't use their blinker.
Yeah.
Which my mother does not use her blinker. Hasn't.
What?
For years.
Really?
Yeah. And I would be like, Mom, please. Because, you know, she lived north of Flint when we came from a small town. And then when she would come to visit me down here, I'm like, you can't drive on our freeways without your blinker.
Right.
Like, make it your friend.
Yes. Yeah. And we were talking before the show with our producer who was talking about on the road, you have to let that stuff go. You know, you can't let it get best of you and be bothered by it. And I was saying that my daughter just got her license this week, and she already thinks she's, you know, Mario Andretti. And everyone that does anything on the road, it's their fault. And, oh my God, turn your turn signal on. Or what did you just come out of that exit for? You didn't stop at the stop sign. And I tried to explain to her, you haven't had a license for 24 hours, and yet you are the, you know, everyone else is to blame for all this. And I told her, you've got to learn to let this go, because you don't want to be that person that gets rageful every time something happens on the road, because you're going to make mistakes too.
Well, and it doesn't do you any good.
No.
Because there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. So if your mom doesn't turn her turn signal on, other people have to let it just go. They can't let it, you know.
Well, except if I'm in the car with her, for safety's sake, you're going to use your blinker.
Yes.
Now, back to the popping gum and all of that. Also, when people chew gum with their mouth open.
Oh, yeah.
I never understood that, because do people not realize that it makes them look like a cow?
I don't know, because someone posted on Facebook, not just one person, I think a couple did, said any loud or mouth chewing, food chewing with their mouth open, gum chewing, any chewing with their mouth open was bothering them, which I can see.
Well, there was a video that went viral years ago. I wish I could find, if I find it, I'm going to put it on our Facebook page, because it was this older couple and their son had given them a webcam. So this was like when webcams were kind of new, and they were trying to figure out how to do it, because they were going to like Skype him or whatever to talk to the grandkids. And they didn't realize that it was on and recording. So you see the two of them sitting there for 10 minutes trying to figure this out. And it went viral because it was quite hilarious. But it was this lovely older woman. She must have been in her mid to late 60s. But the whole time she was chewing gum with her mouth wide.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, gosh.
Well, they ended up, because the video went viral, they went on like the Today Show or something. And so I was watching that interview, and the host said, you know, and what did you learn from this? And the woman said that I should never chew gum.
Okay,
and I was like,
good.
Oh, thank God.
You're like, I wasn't the only one. Oh,
because
my God.
Because she looked terrible.
Yeah, of course.
It just looked so bad.
Of course. Well, you know, I noticed that when I was doing this, I've had pet peeves since I was a kid.
Which is?
Here is a big one for me. When the bell would ring, or the teacher was like, you know, okay, class, have a good weekend. And that one kid in the class would raise their hand and say, Mrs. White, you didn't assign any homework for the weekend. Did you? Oh, thank you, Johnny. Yes, read chapters 10. I'm like, Johnny, what are you doing? We were almost scot-free here for the weekend.
Wow.
Oh, there was always. Or the kid that would say, when you're doing a test, remember when they used to read from and you'd have to write down so they could make sure, raise their hand, right? Inevitably, every single time. Does spelling count? Okay. Even as a kid, I want to say, excuse me, Bill. If she said yes, are you now going to know how to spell the words? Or if she said no, are you just going to go haphazard on the whole thing and not spell anything correct? Well, if you know how to spell it, you spell it correct. What do you mean, does spelling count?
Well, and that's also like the kid who, no matter what level of education you were in, there was always that one kid in class who at the beginning of each lecture would be, is this going to be on the test?
Right.
What, are you going to doze off if it's not?
Right. Like, right.
Why are you bothering to show up then?
I always thought, should I be asking these questions? Maybe it's me. I don't know. And then, you know, I thought it was, you know, after I realized that I even had some as a kid, I was out with a bunch of teenagers over the weekend. So I asked them what their pet peeves were. And oh my gosh, they had a ton. But one that came right out of the girl's mouth right away, which I thought was crazy, which we had looked at a list of pet peeves online, mm-hmm. like the top 20.
Yeah.
And I think this was number 2. I could be wrong. But it was the word moist.
Oh, yes.
She literally said, without missing a beat, I hate when anyone says the word moist. I'm like, what? She said, what?
My daughter hates that word, too.
How does everyone get? And I looked and it was number 2 on this list, right? Is it number 2?
Yeah, it is number 2.
And I was like, that is crazy. But they also said they didn't like when people one-up you. One-upping they did not like. They also don't like when people constantly tap something.
Oh, yes.
You know, and I mean, these guys were coming out like faster than I could write down everything that bothered them. And I thought it was so funny that these young people already have so many pet peeves.
The one upping thing, because I think we all know somebody like that. No matter what you talk about. My daughter dated a young man and he was a delightful young man. But whatever you talked about, he had done it. He had tried it. He had a license for it.
Right.
And it was like exhausting.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what are we going to talk about that he hasn't already mastered?
Well, then you get caught up in the game, you know, and even it's gotten to the point where I worked with this guy one time and it was hilarious. But even if you tell someone a sad story, there's those people out there that have to one up your sad story.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, what is happening? Like, oh, you thought that car accident was bad? Yeah, my buddy's, you know, girlfriend's sister-in-law's dog catcher or dog walker, you know, had this accident. And they make it sound like, and you don't even know the person. They don't know the person. But now they've outdone your tragedy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, we're even outdoing tragedies now. What's happening?
It's funny. Somebody on our Facebook page said, when someone takes too long to tell a story, just get to the point.
Yeah.
Which reminded me of.
Me?
I was no, not at all.
Just kidding.
No, but I was in a locker room once at a health club and I was changing and there was a woman talking to another woman, telling her this story with these amazing details. Like they were held captive on a ship and then it capsized. And then when they got like details like that, like the craziest story, but she was telling it in a monotone.
No.
And I was like, it took all my willpower to say, write it down and I will tell your story for you because you are not doing it justice. Oh my God. You're killing me here.
Yeah.
Like everything was like this. And then the captain fell overboard and they found his hat, but they couldn't find him. Well, so then, you know, Roger. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Right. You're like, well, the captain fell over. Is he dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything was a strict monotone.
Oh, Lord.
I had to leave.
Well, when I, you know, having managed salespeople, they would come in and tell a long story to get to the point where they really wanted to just ask for a break in something or get, and I'd look at them, then I'd say, bring it home.
Ooh.
Bring it home. What is it that you need to ask me? I don't need all the details. I'm already onto my grocery list for tonight. I can't even focus on what you're saying anymore. What is it that you need? Bring it home.
I'm guilty of elongating a story.
Are you?
Yeah, because I like details.
Yeah.
I feel like they add flavor.
And but you always tell a story in a good way. I've never sat there thinking, oh my gosh, is this ever going to end?
Well, thank you for that. I have done that in my own head to myself. Like, all right, perhaps we don't need all these details.
Wait, you know what you just reminded me of? Someone wrote, when you're telling a story and someone picks up their cell phone to look at it. And this is something I have to stop doing because sometimes when I do get a little bored, I'm like, but I have to just check something real quick and I don't want to be rude, but I am listening, but I can't keep listening like that with that 100% focus anymore. I need to take a little break, you know? And so someone wrote that. And so I don't know if they were directed at me, but I will be being more, you know, conscious of not doing that when someone's talking.
Well, here's something people can be conscious of. And I luckily don't have to anymore. Well, not completely, but controlling your children, people.
Yeah.
Like on airplanes. If your child is sitting behind me, kicking the seat, oh, you're both going to get the death stare, and then I will say something. I will give you 3 death stares to be polite.
Right.
And then I will say, make your kid knock it off.
Yeah. Well, because you know what else people don't like on planes?
What?
Germs. And that's why Seat Sitters came to be. Seat Sitters is a product that was invented just for germs, basically on an airplane or public seating, a movie theater, anywhere you might sit. Because if people don't know this, planes are full of nasty, nasty germs.
And they're not vacuuming each seat between each flight.
No, not at all. And sometimes, don't you notice that after you fly, you get sick?
Mm-hmm.
Well, put two and two together. It's probably because you were exposed to a bunch of germs on a plane that wasn't as clean as it should have been. And when you think about how much we take care of ourselves, we watch what we eat, we exercise, why wouldn't we want to be healthy when we fly? So again, that's why Seat Sitters Travel Kit was created for clean, healthy travel. The kit comes with a seat cover, a tray cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker. In case you or a family member have a nut allergy, you can let the flight attendant know, which is placing a sticker on your tray table. And for under $20 a kit, you can fly healthy. So don't spend another vacation with a sick family member. Order your Seat Sitters kit today at seatsitters.com.
And you can find a link to their website on our website.
Yes.
Now, getting back to the chewing and that type of pet peeve, there are a lot of people who have that as a pet peeve.
Yeah.
Some people more than others. Like some people, it irritates them to the point where they can barely function.
Yeah, well, they can't even eat. They can't focus on the conversation because all they can focus on is the person chewing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have been to that point.
Mm.
And it's actually now, there's been studies all over the world. And in 2001, it was diagnosed as a disorder, misophonia. And it means a hatred of sounds such as eating, chewing, loud breathing, or even repeated pen clicking. Oh my God, a pen clicking will make me insane. And the people who suffer from this, there's actually a difference in the frontal lobe of their brain to people that are not affected by this.
Really?
Yeah. So what happens is the people who have it, they hear the sounds and it kicks in their fight or flight mechanism like much faster than, you know, other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're dealing with it on a higher stress level.
Now, what if it's just one person that does the stuff that bothers you? For instance, let's just pretend it was my husband's breathing. Because he always says, oh, I'm sorry, is my breathing bothering you again? I'm like, is it just me? I know. Is it? Did they say anything about that? No.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I think
it's
you
the
need
people
your,
you live with the most, right? He knows I'm joking. He brings
study.
It up all the time.
Oh, my God.
Study.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. But they said it could affect as many as much as 20% of the population.
Wow.
Could have. But it does explain so much because I can't stand fidgeting.
Yeah.
And that's part of it, too.
Okay.
And it goes along with other, you know, mental health issues like we've both discussed.
Yep.
And admitted that we deal with, you know, they're all, it's not like you've got this or you've got this. I feel like it's, you know, like a spectrum, like everything else. And, you know, it's like a pie. Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Right.
Put it all in there and that makes Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for the mental health pie.
Right. You know? Well, I will say I used to work with someone that every meeting they would take off their glasses and put them on and an exuberant amount of times, like beyond.
Like they were in a movie trying to make a point?
Yes.
Well, Mary.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to get glasses, because I wanted to be more like forceful on my points I was trying to make and look more serious. But she would do it 100 times. It got to the point where it physically was making me ill.
Yeah.
To watch her. So I think that I'm not saying I have that, but that was one instance where I would tell people that I work with, like, she's got to stop taking her glasses off, putting them on for no, like every time she was going to talk or, you know, and then she'd bite on them. And it was just this whole thing. Every meeting, if I was going to be in with her, I was already dreading doing it. And why couldn't I just turn away and not look? I don't know. But I kept like watching it and it kept getting me more and more angry.
I'm wondering about the other study now, because I'm wondering about the study of people who always have to be doing something. Because one of my pet peeves is, and it's usually men who do this, jingling change in your pockets. What is that about? Why? Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
And it's usually when they hit a certain age and it starts.
Yeah.
And it's like you're not going to be allowed to have change anymore.
Maybe they just want you to know they're a man with money.
Whoo, you've got 75 cents.
Hello. Well, we had a lot of people that mentioned a lot of different things that I hadn't thought of, but now they'll probably start bugging me, right?
Like
leaving
what else?
Leaving drawers open.
Oh, see, that's always bothered me.
Leaving cabinet doors open.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Someone wrote rinsing a plate. Just wash it.
Yeah.
Which I thought, yeah, you're right. They think they did such a good thing. They rinsed it. It's still in the sink. Why not just go ahead and wash it? My daughter had one that has bothered me in the past when I was younger. When you're eating something and someone comes over and goes, oh my God, that looks so gross. What is that? And you're like eating it. And you're like, oh, thank you. Or like, I remember one time I was out with my friend and she tasted the soup. She goes, oh my God, this tastes like crap. Try it. And I go, well, why would I want to try that now? I don't want to try it.
Oh my
God. But people do that. You don't even think. You're like, oh my gosh, this tastes horrible. Taste it. And you're like, well, thank you. I'll take your opinion on
thank
it.
Thank you next. No.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So you just reminded me, I had this boyfriend in college where we would go out to dinner and I'm a pretty slow eater mm-hmm. and he was a very fast eater. And even if we ordered the same thing, he would finish his meal and then go, oh, what do you got there? That looks good. And then he'd start eating my meal.
Oh, see, that would bother me.
Oh my gosh. I started eating so fast that I would leave every dinner like with an upset stomach.
Wow.
And I was, and like one time he was like, you've been getting sick after dinner a lot. Like, what? Are you okay? Maybe you should go to the doctor. I'm like, no, maybe you should keep your fork away from my plate.
Yes, so I can just eat at my own pace.
Because you come at my food. We will order the exact same thing and you come at it. And I was like forced to defend my food. I wanted to take a little tiny fence to dinner with me. Like, stay in your own property.
Right.
It was terrible.
Here's another one that as soon as I read it, I said, oh my gosh. Yeah. Right when the plane lands, people unbuckle, stand up.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going? What are we doing? You know, I sit there. You still sit for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere. Why are they standing? Where are they going?
Well, I stand because I want to stretch.
Well, these people all don't look like they want to stretch. They look like they're going to get to the door faster. How about people who try to use a word and they use the wrong word? Like I just did when I said exorbitant. When I meant exorbitant. So that could be one, too, when people use the wrong word.
Well, and somebody on our Facebook page did say when people don't enunciate well.
Okay.
I think I've already told you. I think I've already mentioned how much I dislike people who mumble.
Yes, you have.
Like mumbling for me. Come on, speak up.
Just say what you're trying to say. Or how about when people say no worries or no problem? That bothered a couple people. Now, I guess now it is going to start bothering me. But when someone says something like, hey, they'll tell me something they didn't get done, and I just write back, no worries. But I guess I shouldn't be doing that.
I did it to you. You said something to me the other day, and I was like, no worries. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that.
I thought, who are you? You're a monster.
I'm peeving people. Is that what it's called when you commit a pet peeve?
I don't know. Maybe you're just trying to help me out because I said the wrong word.
Was that the thing? Like you're peeving?
Is there peeving when you're mad about pet peeves? Maybe.
I don't know.
How about not returning shopping carts?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only people I give a pass to are people with small children.
Yes.
Because you're not going to buckle your kid in the car and then go return your cart.
That is true.
Not. And then if you return the cart, you got to carry the kid back. Yes, people with small children get a pass on that. No, I was thinking about, though, the people on the other side of the study, because in the grocery store yesterday, I saw this woman who danced to the music the grocery store was playing.
Oh.
Then constantly was humming a different song. Well, and I finally had to like go to the other side of the store to get away from her because she was peeving a lot.
Like, she really?
Was, yeah.
Oh, giving you a lot of.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
Like, who just stands in the foyer of the grocery store and dances? That's over 10.
Right.
You know, like,
that's odd. Was she okay?
Well, she was shopping with a man and okay. He seemed to think she was fine.
He seemed to enjoy it. Here's another one of mine. When you're waiting in line, for example, at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a long line.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person in front of you gets up to the cashier, and now they start pretending like they're looking at the board. And you want to go, sir, first of all, it's Starbucks. I mean, it's all pretty much the same since
they started. Is this your first time on Earth?
Yeah, exactly. And then second, what were you doing the whole time you were in line?
Yes. Be prepared.
Come on.
Or the people who, when they get up to pay, act like they're shocked they have to pay.
Right.
And they're like,
oh, wait, I don't, where's my,
I need a wallet,
a credit
okay.
card, I don't know.
Oh, and
do you take cash?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's like, do you not have your wallet out and you're ready to go? Be efficient, people.
Right.
Come on.
Yes, lacking efficiency, that's a pet peeve of mine.
Oh my goodness.
I also
how is a society as a society, are we getting along at all?
Right?
Looking at this list, like, listen to this list. It's many pages.
Yeah. I know. It should be like craziness all the time.
It
out
is.
There.
But we do want to hear more about your pet peeves. It's a great conversation on our Facebook page. If you'd like to join us, look for It's Not Just You. And or I think it's at Stacey and Lynn Podcast is the at thing that you can search on Facebook. But yeah, we want to hear more about yours. We can revisit this in the future if we want, because I wonder how as a society, are we getting along?
I know after hearing all this, it's a
exactly.
Frightening that I can even go out in the world.
No kidding. All right. Well, thank you again to our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Artistry by Annette. Call and make your appointment today. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.